B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPE and Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, we're at Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
All right, one little note from the text board. All right, you ready? Here you go. This is from Mike Garofolo. The last four teams to make the playoffs at 500 or worse won their first playoff game. So I take back my sarcasm, extend the season. And the fifth team was that Giants team that went on to win the Super Bowl.
We're converting disciples.
That's from Mike Garofolo.
Why wouldn't he want to extend the season? I don't get the logic of people who, like most fans, I feel like they're just chalking up to, I don't want to get my heart broken again. But dare to dream. Extend the season. Because if you extend the season, you never know what's going to happen. And as he just said, that one of the teams was that Giants team that went on that magical run that nobody looked at and said, oh, that's a Super Bowl team. But they got hot in the playoffs, and they went on a run, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of the teams that are the wild card teams that have won Super Bowls, they end up getting hot. That's how they do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, on the, you know, let's suspend bring the heat for a second, all right? Because on the line with us, instead of just reading his text, his quotes on the text board, let's get him on for a second from the NFL Network. Good Morning Football, the whole thing, in town to cover the game, South Philadelphia's own Mike Garofolo. Mikey.
Well, hold on. This is going to look bad now because I'm telling you, I'm driving, but the beauty of the voice text. You know, I just do the voice text and that sends it the way I want to send it. So I'm almost there. I got this game tonight. So,
all right. So let me ask you. First of all, do you officially take back the sarcasm?
I do take back the sarcasm
because that was unbecoming for you.
I see. We're even using the same words. That was unbecoming. You know what? I'll just chalk it up to a rainy day. You know,
they're right, chalking up to too much media press box stuff. Because there is no more snarkiness than in the press box and on the field. It's the height of snarkiness.
That's Snark Central, bro.
It is.
But it's listen. It's the weather because this is like my fourth weather game in a row. And I'm just like, I can't even like throw, you know, we got nice threads we buy for this stuff and I'm wearing a windbreaker, raincoat that they give us, you know,
I just want to beat your ass right now. You're complaining. Listen to me. You got all the people you grew up with listening right now. All right.
I know.
And they're hearing you. And they're hearing you whine that you can't wear your Armani on the sidelines.
Armani.
You know what I'm saying? People are going, what happened to Mike? All of a sudden now he's an elitist SOB. NFL Network forgets where he comes from. He's not a Johnson Field rat anymore.
when's the last time? I was going to joke with you later and say, hey, you going to be there tonight? But I know the answer is no. When's the last time you set foot in that press box?
I don't go to the press box anymore.
And when's the last time?
The last time I went, well, I was at the Sixers game Saturday night.
That doesn't count. Eagles, last time you're in the
last time I was at the, I got news for you. Hey, big shot. I was at Hard Rock Stadium last week.
Wow. In the press box?
No, I was in the stands.
In the press box.
I don't have any business in the press box. I don't cover games anymore. I got no business. Right. I felt like I, when the, you know what's funny? The minute I stopped writing about the games was the minute I had no business in the press box, because I, that's for working press only.
You're working press.
I'm working the next day.
Maybe.
That's why I go sit with the people.
Oh, okay. All right. You're a man of the people. I get it.
Well, you know, I was in the press box on the other Saturday night for the Sixers. I was working.
All right, there you go.
All right.
So you're still trying to say
that I'm not a journalist anymore. I get it.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
I
you did.
I want you in there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
you bastard.
Less snark in the press box. Maybe we need Mick Jackson.
Now, I'm a geek. You know I am. I don't say two words. When I used to cover a game, I never said two words. I watched the game. That's what a loser I was. I just watched the game.
That's what you're supposed to do. But you know what? You did baseball.
But you,
it's a long season.
I did every sport, Holmes.
I don't believe that for one
season. Nah. I did every sport. I did one season of baseball. I did every other sport.
And you know what? That's enough. Hey, baseball's a lovely sport. Don't cover it.
Yeah,
never.
Well, that's what they said after the 1 year. They were like, the Mets were horrible. They said, we want you to be a takeout writer, which is a feature writer.
There you go. And that's a use of your talent right there.
Yes, exactly. So, Mike, enough of that nonsense. What's going on tonight? What are you feeling?
Listen, I got an Eagles dub. I'm not, first of all, let's start with the Cowboys, because they got major problems. And I talked about this on the air yesterday. In addition to their coaching problems, there's nobody grabbing the bull in the locker room to get this team on the right track. And they used to have that guy in Jason Witten and Sean Lee. But Witten comes into the season and says, I want to take a step back from my leadership role. I want to let these younger guys take care of things. And those younger guys are not doing it right now. So that's why this team is floundering right now, and I just don't see any way that it's really going to change for them. And I like the Eagles' schedule, obviously, better than the. And we said the same thing before the Dolphins game. I get it, but I like the way it's setting up better for the Eagles right now than it is for the Cowboys. And the other thing about the Cowboys, and Jerry's going to be to blame for this as well. The guys that got elected captains were the guys that got paid for the most part. Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know. Dak's the captain, but you got to make the quarterback the captain. And other guys in that locker room are looking at it sideways a little bit, saying, "Oh, is this what it's going to be about? You got to get paid. You're the company guy." So there's just major problems with that team right now, and I just can't. There's so much momentum going the other way. It doesn't turn around. So that's one thing. Not to say that the Eagles are perfect. You know, Doug throws on the pads last week, and didn't even consult them. And Jeff McClain wrote something to this extent.
Yes.
Not everybody was happy. Not everybody was happy. Okay. But you know what? Sometimes you got to get a team to be a little prickly, you know, and I think this is a good spot. So, and listen, Doug Peterson's a former player. If anybody understands, hey, I want to take it easy a little bit, it's a former player. So for him to step on the gas right now, I think that was the right call. You also have a short week next week, because after this game, you're losing your Wednesday practice, basically. So I'm sure he's thinking, let's get the work in now ahead of time. We got the extra day last week.
That's right.
And if it pisses some people off, tough. So, you know, I can't imagine they come out flat tonight. You know, but you got a little bit of a, not an unknown with Eli, because you know what he's about.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You covered the Giants before going to the NFL Network. Mike Garofalo with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you expect from that team?
I expect them to do what they've been doing all year, which is, you know, just kind of hang. You know, you're not going to blow their doors off, but they'll just kind of hang there. And Shermer, who's been arguing that is a sign of a team that's competing. It's not competing.
No.
It's just kind of hanging around. You know,
right.
If the other team, and I've watched a lot of the games this year, if the other team's really not feeling like at any point, hey, we're probably going to lose this game, you're not competing. He's
right.
Making them work a little bit.
Right.
That's what the Giants are doing right now. And he tried to call them, after last week's game, a historically young team. I watched the press conference, and I'm like, what is he talking about, historically young? Yeah, they got some young guys, but they're not historically young. So I asked our research people, who just gave you that lovely stat a couple minutes ago. I said, well, how young are they? And they said, well, they're ninth youngest in the league. But you might want to point out that the eighth youngest team is the Packers, and they just beat them yesterday.
Right.
So there goes that excuse out the window. But you know how it is.
He's trying to do anything to save his job, man.
He's trying to save his job, for sure. And then the D coordinator, James Betcher, he comes to the podium the other day, and he starts talking about how great practice has been the last couple of weeks. Oh, you guys are competing. Come on, man. Nobody cares about practice. I mean, if it's not showing up on the field on Sunday, and John Mara is too smart for that. So it only smacks of desperation from this coaching staff right now. So that's what I kind of expect. The only problem is, you know, Daniel Jones comes to the line, and is he making the right call in the running game? Not all the time. Is Eli Manning? Yeah, that's what he's doing. So now, like, you got to be on your P's and Q's with the running game. Make sure that, you know, and that's probably a big reason why they threw the pads on, too. Another reason is, you know, we know they're going to try and run the football on us, and we can't let that happen. So we'll see. It'll be a spirited performance. I can't see any reason under the sun that the Eagles are going to win this game. I'm sorry, that the Giants are winning.
Well, you stopped me in my tracks.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know. I think the same thing. And I think not only the same thing do they win tonight, but I also think, I mean, the Rams are going to beat Dallas next week. Rams are feeling much better. They look better. Yeah. And that Dallas team, I mean, they're done. I just think they're the way they played, they go down the field against Chicago and then score the touchdown early and then just implode the rest of the game.
Yeah, the only thing that stops me, and I just laid it out for why they've got the problems that they've got, the only thing that stops me is it's the NFL. Nobody just absolutely positively lays down, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be that one more, you know, when you got the paddles and you're going with the paddles, you get that little flicker of a heartbeat for a second there, even if you're not going to get the pitch. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll get a little bit of that from them. So, you know, we'll see when that comes and what it's about. But if you're the Eagles, you know that it's coming down to week 16, as we've been saying all along, and you're at home. You got to like that, right?
I would think, you know, is Aguilar playing tonight?
I don't know yet. I've been too busy voice texting you.
Right. All right, well, let me know. Voice text me back if you hear one way or another, because we hear that he's doubtful, and, you know, I don't know how. I don't know how. You come back, you play last week, and now you're not going to play?
Yeah. Maybe it's
bad. It's bad optics.
Well, it's been, listen, I feel bad for the guy. Cause
I don't. He stinks. He should never be on this team. I told you that. But
you can't stand him. I know that.
I've said it over and over and over again.
But he's got ability.
He does not have ability. He can't catch. He's got bad hands.
But don't say he doesn't have ability.
He's fine, so he can run? He's got bad hands. He's a wide receiver.
He can separate. He can open.
He can only separate when he's out of this in the slot. He can't separate when he's outside.
Okay, fine. There's a lot of guys.
Oh, so now I got a no hands slot receiver. Great.
Well, I can't defend the hands.
Oh, you even got ability. How you're a wide receiver? How do you have ability if you can't catch?
Because there's a lot of boxes to check. You know,
he can't play on the outside. He can't play on the outside. What do you see? What do you see in this guy?
There's guys that can't play on the inside.
But usually those guys on the outside are burners. The one guy is usually a burner on the outside.
Okay.
And usually,
what are you saying?
You know what I'm saying? He can't catch it. He can't play on the outside. He's a fast guy. I need a guy. First of all, if he's playing the slot, I need you to catch the ball. All right? I need my slot guy to find space. Sit down in space and catch the damn football.
Just stick with the hands, and you'll win the argument because I can't defend it. Just stick with
I can stick with everything. The guy can't play. The guy should not have been signed. He should have been released last year instead of giving almost $10 million. Oh, by the way, he can't track a ball.
Did you ever see him try to track
a football? Let's go to that argument.
I know why they hung in there because I've seen it before. guys are so afraid of a guy that they believe in is going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Going to quit.
Yeah. Answer me this other question as you got my, not only on my nerves, about these receivers. Why would you sign Alshon Jeffrey to an extension and then draft J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
Well, the Alshon extension before the season, you mean the latest one?
Yeah.
That was just a minor tweak. That was the big extension was the one before that. And then you're saying, why draft J.J.?
Well, if you can't get out of the contract, they're both guys that can't run.
Yeah. But Alshon's got way more ability.
That's my point about drafting Arcega-Whiteside. And Alshon looks half cooked anyway.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think we've seen the best of him. No doubt about it. No question.
You've
heard him all. You know for his potential feelings that he won't confirm towards.
I know all about them.
Who's going to win that stare down?
Well, of course the quarterback. But here's the problem. That contract is killing you. And you got to pay. The cap hit is the nasty one for that guy.
That stuff's overrated. Don't worry about that.
All right.
It's more cash.
Here's the deal. I don't have to do the budget. So you're right there. They got more issues. I don't understand it. But whatever. Season's alive.
The other thing is, and you can if you want to criticize this. They were relying so much on Deshaun this year.
Well, of course. And well, listen, when you fail in drafts, what happened? All this stuff. Joe Douglas is a genius. Got him a job.
Who are we upset at? Howie, Joe,
everybody,
contracts,
everything. Look at the drafts.
The drafts have not been good.
All right.
The drafts have not been good.
Okay. Well.
And frankly, I go back to this, and I said this, not giving up the King's ransom for Jalen Ramsey, knowing that they've got to restock the cupboard and they need their picks. Now, I know you're going to sit there and say, well, they haven't been hitting on their picks. Well, who cares? Just give more anyway. You need your draft.
You know who I wanted, who I screamed for weeks before he got moved? Was Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
I told you about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, 7 catches, 157 yards, 1 touchdown catch, 1 touchdown thrown.
But hold, refresh my memory. At the time, I know they're different players, but at the time, didn't they believe Deshaun was still coming back? That was before that, right? He was hurt, but he was coming back.
Yeah, but here was my argument, which I said over and over and over again, that you get Emmanuel Sanders, who can play the slot or play the outside. And this way, you have, if something does happen to Deshaun, you actually have a secondary option. You got a backup plan there.
Yeah. But
of course, it always goes back to my hatred of Aguilar. But you know,
well, they were trying to move Big V, okay, to get a pick, and then maybe they move another guy, move a pick, another pick to get a guy. Like I know that Howie was probably thinking, well, if I can get this and get a pick,
right,
maybe that'll offset what I do elsewhere. And
nothing
really came together.
No, but again, my only point was you go get Emmanuel Sanders. It wasn't like a Jalen Ramsey. I wanted Jalen Ramsey, but I understand.
I will say this. Sanders went from the same offense to the same offense. So I think that's probably helped him play well there.
Okay. All right.
It was Scangarello coming from San Francisco to Denver. So that helped the transition.
Okay.
I don't know how it would have been. Okay. I know he's a veteran guy. I know he's smart. This conversation started with you talking about we're going to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but then you annoyed me with your Aguilar love.
It's not love. It's just you figure at some point the guy's like, he's just getting all his drops out early. I mean, he's borderline Nate Brown. Nate Brown could catch.
He's worse than Nate Brown.
Is he worse?
Yes. Nate Brown at least could catch in practice.
he's got more other ability than Nate Brown had.
Yeah, I know. He can run. Yeah, good. Good. You know what? Make him go run in yeah, for guys, USA.
Put him in the 4x100.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Get the hell out of here with Aguilar. I love you, Mikey. Listen, be careful, okay? Driving down there, be careful in the rain. I know it sucks. You can't wear Armani, but at least you got the NFL Network.
Hey, I'll see you in the press box tonight.
All right, brother. I'll be looking for you. See you, buddy. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
He's not going to be wearing Armani because he's been wearing a Nelson Aguilar jersey. Wearing a customized number 17 Nelly jersey.
That's a good one, bro. That's a good one. Let me get Aaron in West Philly. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big A.
Yo, what's going on, Ant?
What's up, Big A?
Hey, man, we got a superstar ready to come up in the city in Ben Simmons, man.
Oh, how about
he's
it?
Special, brother. He's special, brother. He's good. He's a special player, man. Wait till we really tap into all his ability. Man, we gonna be screaming for him during the War in 20s.
That's
war
it. 20s, baby. That's war it. 20s.
All right, this game, man. I don't know why people are not pumped up, because I'm pumped up. Because if you just win, Ant, we got to just win.
Yes.
Okay? You just yes. win. You went out. You went. You go to the – you got a home playoff game.
Yes.
You just went out. I mean, when did Philadelphia start – when did Philly start getting so scary acting and you know, like, so pessimistic about – the team, man. When we were bad, we had our chest pumped out. We were screaming we going to win championships when we know we wasn't. We was going around telling people from other cities, we going to win. Now, all of a sudden, man, it's like the quietest church mouse is around here, and I don't get it.
Well, you understand why.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm trying to at least get everybody to suspend disbelief, right?
Yeah.
You know, who knows what happens?
You don't know, but Dallas is not playing no lights out football.
And what's the point?
For you to worry about Dallas or something else. I mean, yeah. You just have to win out, and when they see that we're behind them like that, maybe they get some oomph and just keep on pushing, and Dougie called better plays, because I hope he watched games yesterday a little bit to see some creativity out there on the football field that he could start using. I mean, instead of wide receiver screens every 2 seconds or tight end screens, get somebody else to throw the ball other than Wentz. Greg Ward back there, throw the ball. Do something. Spice this thing up.
Yes.
Let's get moving.
Yes.
Man. Let's get moving.
Yes.
Eagles!
I love it, Aaron.
Come on, brother.
There you go, baby. There you go. 610-632-0975. We're just going to roll right through. I want to hear from everybody. Let's try to get nuts. You're going to half out. Mikey Miss is coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Mike is a believer. I believe that Mike's believing. That's what it's about. We got a game tonight.
Wait, you believe that Mike's believing?
Yes, I do.
So you don't know for a fact?
I believe. I believe he believes.
Okay. We'll find it at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
He's going to come on and say, who's this game?
No, he won't. No, he won't. Trust me. He won't do that. I might already have some inside information. All right. Let me talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup. What, of course, is it? It's the Bagster. Right? The Bagster bag. Where all the Ben haters are. They're in the Bagster bag. Stuck. That's it. Don't forget, it's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag that holds 3,300 pounds of waste, sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. Listen, the Bagster can handle any job. Then you get the holidays coming up. You might want to do some last-minute cleaning up, getting ready for, who knows, the bathroom, the bedroom, the basement, whatever you got to do, spruce up for the holidays. Not too late, get the Bagster. It can handle any job. You buy it, you fill it. Schedule your collection. Poof, gone. No time limits. Completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find the store nearest you. For more details, this is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Come in today and taste how a real 2 for $5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
The York has now taken a 7-point lead. That's 100 rushing yards for Philly. What's New York going to do here?
With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit. The kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there, and those doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure. Lease to own top brands. Delivery is free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Every sports fan fears an injury to their team's players, but it happens. The only good news for professional athletes is that they have the best doctors and support to get back on their feet. But that's not always the case if you or a family member are injured. Who is going to make sure?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to Felix in Roxborough. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Felix!
What's going on, cuz?
What you say, Phil?
What's going on with everybody, man? It's the Eagles-Giants division game. Let's go. Let's get it. I can't wait, man. I can't wait for the night. We got to put something together. It starts today. It starts now. Like, the Eagles got to come in. Carson Wentz is going to have 400 yards. You know, Sanders is going to outdo. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Feel bad.
Saquon in the run game. Like, this is going to be a huge game. It starts today. Like, if we could just make the playoffs, we could beat anybody. If we have Deshaun, like, if Deshaun could come back.
Think about it. You would get a home. If you got a home game against the Packers. Now, look, I still think you're an underdog. But you beat the Packers, right? Like, you know. It's not crazy to think.
I think you beat the Packers. I think you could beat Seattle in the first round. If Deshaun comes back, they're a totally different offense.
Well, he would come back the second week. He'd come back the second round, yeah.
But we can beat Seattle without Deshaun.
Right.
You know, we need him for the second.
Listen, I think he'd be an underdog, but you never, like, that's a game. You're right. It's winnable. It's not crazy to think that they could win that game.
No, it's not. It's not. And I think. We're gonna beat Dallas. We'll beat the Giants. We're gonna blow the Giants out tonight. It's gonna be a huge game, and then everybody's gonna be excited and back on the bandwagon. It's all right. I just cannot wait to the end, the 16th season. Like, I mean, to the 16th week, and everything's done. Everything's said and done, and we're in the playoffs. I just can't wait. I waited to this week to start everybody in fantasy. I need like 75 points to the Eagles today. I started everybody. I'm starting with Zach Ertz, the Eagles defense. I just think we're gonna kill it today.
I like it.
I was so upset. I was trying to go to the game, and I just couldn't get tickets.
They're floating around. I mean, now I think they're floating around because of the weather and everything else. So keep an eye. But Fields, you're the man, brother. Enjoy
it. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, go Birds!
Go Birds, there you go, brother, there you go. Dwayne in Richmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dwayne.
What's going on?
Yo, Dwayne, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, I got something to say, Ant.
Yes.
First of all, man, I'm the type of person that loves hard, okay? So, for, you know, all these other Eagles fans saying, relax, kill, you know, I get all their enthusiasm, but I'm still hurt. My feelings are still hurt, okay? Coming into the season, I had high expectations for this team. We go in and lose to a Miami Dolphins team. Yeah, just the Giants, We should blow them out. Why is everybody excited? We should blow them out. This is a two and what, 9-10 team. We should blow them out. You know, so don't tell me to kill it. I'm still pissed off. And, you know, we need to win out. But I'm not sure we beat the Cowboys. Yeah, they're not playing good, but they got better personnel. What I've seen the last time we played the Cowboys didn't look good. So, you know, I need guys like J.J., Ward, Dougie to let Miles Sanders go. I need to see something tonight that says, okay,
yes,
these guys are rolling.
I agree.
We got some guys that, look, as if they keep rolling, they can go in the playoffs, and maybe we can do a little something. But don't tell me to kill. I'm tired of these guys. So, oh, just relax, kill it. No, I'm not relaxing. I love Mars, so I can't do that.
No. You're right to do that. I agree with you. You're right to do that. You're right to feel that way.
Oh, they win tonight, good. But I'm not clapping my hands.
Hey, by the way, like you said, and I agree with this, they better win tonight. If they don't win tonight, then forget about it, right? Then they all, and then they're all in trouble. I mean, seriously.
Right.
What's, God forbid, if they lost to the Giants after losing to the Dolphins, I mean, what are you supposed to think of Doug Peterson?
Yeah. Go, get him out of there. I drove all the way from Virginia to get him out of there.
You know, I mean, you got to win tonight. You know, that's the bottom line.
So, yeah, man, I just wanted to throw that away, man. My feelings.
I got you. But you know why? I feel it. That's fair. But still the game tonight. Right? Still the game tonight. T-Will. On the cell. T-Will, what do you say, brother?
Yo, my man. Pots and pans. What's up?
Yo, before we get to the Eagles, because we share a Sixer love, what about Ben? It was a Ben weekend.
It was Ben season all weekend. It was Ben season. Ben showed everybody why the hype is real. And like your caller said earlier, where's all the haters at? Where they at? I haven't seen any. I haven't heard any. Everybody's looking for Ben to do his thing.
Well, you know, that's a good thing, brother. That's a good thing.
You know, so.
He was tremendous. He was tremendous. Go ahead.
It's the real deal. I mean, come on. Like, you don't control a game like that with your so-called crown jewel on the sideline. The guy took it right to him. They're still an NBA team, the Cavs. They still got NBA players. They still gave the Sixers a hard time the first two times they played. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, come on, man. Like, stop it. Stop all the nonsense about Ben. Ben is growing, and no one's paying attention.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know how I feel, so, yeah.
Well, so.
All right, what about tonight?
Yo, man, it's football. What you think? Like, what you think? It's football. We got a game. We got a meaningful game. All year, we haven't had any meaningful games, and now we finally got a meaningful game again, and everyone's being wishy-washy. Like, come on, man. Get behind the team. Let's go. Like, this is go time. We didn't have three strikes. We should have been out.
And that well, that's true. That's true. They should have been out. That's true about
that. We should have been out. Should have been out. We had three strikes, and all of a sudden, we up and bat again.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So what do you do? You swing the bat. Like, come on. And you got Eli, man. Like, you got to hate the face, man. Come on.
Well, I think people are in, but I think people are still a lot like the last caller. I think he's, if you look at our last caller, and he's a great caller. I know he's a great fan. I know he cares, but he's still mad. He wants to see it. Like, and I would agree, like, you have to show these people tonight. You got to come out and you got to win by double digits. No excuses. That was the title of the show. It's no excuses.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. How you feel about Doug if they lay an egg tonight?
Listen, I already feel suspect about Doug. So, you know, I'm worried about him. I don't know. I know that he is a good leader of men. He's a really good leader of men. That's what I believe.
Hey, cuz, you can be a leader of men, but when you get in that car seat, you know, you turn that heat warmer on your seat. When Doug gets in that office at NovaCare Center, that heat warmer is going to be awfully hot.
I agree. And here, you hear me talk about X and O. Like, this offense has to be better. I've seen creative, innovative offense all day yesterday. I saw it.
You don't have to go all day. You can just go far as our NFC.
I know.
With San Fran and New Orleans.
I know. I guess.
the worst game.
Yes.
In NFC.
Now listen, I have a crisis of confidence with Doug. I do. When it comes to his, you know, when it comes to game planning, when it comes to play calling, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have, you know, Shanahan type confidence. I don't.
Yo, behind closed doors, man, you already know how I feel about the whole situation. So,
let's see him get out, right? You won a Super Bowl, T. Well, Nurse Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nurse Scott.
Hey, cuz, how you doing?
What are you doing, Nurse Scott? What's going on, man?
Oh, hanging out. Just caring for patients.
Where are you at?
I'm down in Apollo Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Originally from Alney, then Ben Salem, then came on down here.
Down on the beach, beautiful. Good for you.
That's it. Well, this year, the Eagles, it's like dating a crazy girl. When things are good, woo, they're good. When they're bad, it's like, oh, man, the cops are out front.
You've lived a life, man. I can tell by that analogy.
I do think definitely the Eagles are going to win tonight, 28-13. Miles Sanders is going to run for over 100 yards. The Eagles will not be embarrassed again on national television, so definitely they will win. Finally, when it comes out to draft pick, they're going to pick a good wide receiver. There's many wide receivers available.
I hope, Scotty. I hope, buddy.
Oh, there will be.
All right. Well, no, I hope they take them. Listen, you enjoy the game tonight, all right? Get so not.
You too, cuz.
Representing on the beach.
That's it.
All right, buddy. 610-632-0975. You want to sneak in before we go to Mike and Tyrone and Natalie? Go ahead, Nat.
Yay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What was the Twitter poll today? Brought to you by Marvin D. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Got a cold wife. Cans can warm her up with special financing rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinDCans.com for an estimate.
Yeah, so if you head on over to @975middays, you can find the Twitter poll. Eagles, Giants, Monday Night Football, a must-win game. Are you concerned at all about playing a 2-10 Giants team? Yes, they lost to Miami. Or no, not concerned at all. 81% say, yeah, no, I'm concerned because they lost to Miami. 19%. Nope. Not concerned at all.
81% on edge, huh?
81% a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. I mean, you have to be a little concerned. They got to win. I'm going to expect them to win because, again, you're playing a bad defense. You're playing a team that you've owned. You're playing a quarterback that's on his last leg. I mean, you're a 9-point favorite.
Let me ask you.
I think it's fair to expect a double-digit win.
How much does that change if they win tonight? Same poll, but switch Eagles-Giants with Eagles-Redskins. How much does that change?
It goes to the opposite. You flop it.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, because if they win tonight by double digits, everybody will look at Washington and go, oh, they'll win that game. Right? I mean, it should.
I don't think it'll flop, but I think it will heavily lean towards, yeah, I'm not concerned.
I mean, Washington's terrible. I mean, they're worse than the Giants. I know they scored a garbage touchdown yesterday against Green Bay, and Green Bay just shut it down all game.
I think for the rest of the season, there are going to be some fans that go, yeah, but they lost to Miami.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, that's fair. But if they come out and win tonight, kind of allays some fears, no?
It will put my mind at ease, at least. Absolutely.
No.
Because you need to beat the bad teams.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And all the games coming up are against bad teams or teams that quit on their coach like the Cowboys.
Agreed.
Or a little bit of both like the Giants tonight.
Yeah. Steve in Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve,
Kissimmee, Anthony.
Oh, Steve, how you been, man?
What's going on, man? It's a balmy about 79 degrees out here, man.
Good for you. How was the move? You miss Philadelphia?
It's getting there. I mean, you know, we're getting our feet wet here, so to speak. You know, it's struggling, but hey, my good friend looking out for me, so hey, I got no problem.
Good for you, brother.
As long as he's with me, I've got no problem. Now,
yes,
you obviously saw how bad my team looked yesterday, and obviously our last game in Oakland is next Sunday, so we're done. But this call is about your team, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys opened the door for you guys. They opened the door for you last Thursday when they did the same thing they did on Thanksgiving. Scored first, forgot how to score the rest of the game. So it's all up to the Eagles. Can they walk through that door? Yeah, you should beat the hell out of the Giants tonight. But see, this, I know old cliche says one game at a time. Work on the Giants tonight, then work on the Redskins next week. Then you got, my wife's a Redskins fan. She said,
tell her to beat it.
Anyway, but in all seriousness, hey, just do what my man, the late Al Davis said. Just win, baby.
That's it, brother. Thank you. I'm glad you checked in. I hope all's well with you, brother.
You're
a great sportsman.
They're getting better. And like good. I said, like I said, he's with me. So
faith in God. There you go, man. Good for you, Steve.
You and the family, you be blessed, man.
You too. Thank you. And have a wonderful Christmas, brother. All right? Merry Christmas.
You and the boys as well.
Thanks, buddy. That's Steve. Good call there. He moved from Philadelphia, moved from Roxborough down to Florida.
I remember Steve from Roxborough.
You remember Steve from Roxborough? Always keep in touch with our people, even though they move.
Well, they wear the app.
Exactly. That's exactly it. By the way, tonight I want to see a lot of Miles Sanders, right? I want Miles Sanders to be the player of the game, and I hope Golden Tate is not the player of the game, because I do think he has an impact. And that player of the game is brought to you by Fine Wine and Good Spirits, Pennsylvania Fine Wine and Good Spirits stores this December. Celebrate with great spirits and savings at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits shop. All right, let's sneak in Tyler. I think Tyler's pumped. Tyler!
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Ty? You ready, Ty?
How you doing, man?
Good,
yes,
man.
Sir. Good seeing you, man, down there on the boat, man. That was cool.
That's right, bro. That was a great time. Wanted to tie.
Yeah, that was a beautiful stadium. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
Lost everything. That was a beautiful stadium. But yeah, I mean, I just got a question, man. Do y'all believe in juju? Like, honestly.
I do. Yes, I do believe in that. Juju? I believe in karma.
All
yes.
All right. Okay, so, I mean, I'm just going to quickly break it down. Maybe I got time, but. I mean, I didn't wear my Kendricks jersey all last year. Okay, that's what I won the Super Bowl with and everything. He's no longer a team. I didn't wear it all last year. And I'm pretty much, and then I lost my wallet right before we won the Broncos game when we killed them. Okay, right before that.
It's a 50 burger. Right.
Huh? Yeah. I express shipped the wallet. No, I got a little lucky wallet thing I got going on. I express shipped the wallet here, and then we won the Super Bowl that year. Okay? Now y'all are going to hate me for this, but I mean, I lost my wallet on the bye week, okay? And we have crushed every game since then. And so as soon as we lost to the Dolphins game, I'm like, all right, I'm buying a wallet. I don't care. I'm buying a wallet. And then I didn't express ship it, though. And it said it was going to be here Tuesday, like tomorrow. And I was like, man. And so then I wake up today, I look at the Kendricks jersey, and I'm like, I'm putting you on.
Put it on.
I don't care about it. I'm putting it on.
Yes.
I'm telling you on the team. I don't care if you're not on the team anymore. I'm putting it on.
There you
and
go, Ty.
My phone, and the wallet got here last night. It's coming here. It says it's going to be here by the end of the day. And then I hop on the radio, and they're talking about Deshaun Jackson. That's giving me hope for the playoffs. Y'all know that.
Second round, probably, yeah. But, here you go, Ty.
But it's hope. It's hope. And I said, you can just believe in the hope.
Yeah,
man.
Cling to it, man.
I got a hope for the Packers game.
I like it, brother. I like it. Thank you. I like the hope. I want to end on hope. Don't forget, Mikey Miss up at next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, everybody, listen. It's game day. Do like I said. Suspend disbelief. Rudiman and Pat, great job. What do we say? Go Birds, right?
We'll be talking about a win tomorrow.
That's it. Go Birds. Everybody, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Mikey's coming up next. Go Birds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.